Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on theCUBE, 88.9 FM. In the first half hour today, I will talk with Marianne Dandurin. She is the Liberal Party candidate for the Compton-Stanstead Regions. And in the second part of the show today, I will talk with Judith Marriott-Jones. She is the communication agent for the Memphremagog Food Bank. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song called Rules. It's by Carol Medina, and we will hear the interview with Marianne Dandurin right after the song, so please stay tuned. For theCUBE, and today I'm very pleased to welcome Marianne Dandurin to the Townships at 12. Now, Marianne is the Liberal Party candidate for the Compton-Stanstead region. So welcome, Marianne.
Hello, very happy to join you today.
We're very pleased to have you. Could you tell our listeners about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I'm a proud townshipper, first of all. I've been, I was born and raised in the township. I'm from Bon Secours, for those who know that area. I've been living in Sherbrooke for the last 20 years or so, and a small stop at some point in my life in the Quaticook region. And I'm really in love with the area. I love our community. I love the bound that we have between the Francophone and Anglophone communities. I like the fact that Compton-Stanstead is both urban and rural. And I really appreciate the region. I'm a former journalist at La Tribune. I've been working with the tourism industry for quite a long time, teaching at the University of Sherbrooke as well. I have my own business and market research related to events. Over the last 4 years, I've been working with Marie-Claude Bibeau in her role as of Minister of Agriculture as well as Minister of National Revenue. So with all of that, when Marie-Claude decided to try to get the Sherbrooke mayorship, the place that she had was now free, and people around us kept telling us that I would probably be a good pick to take her place. I know the region very well, having worked in the region for all my life, knowing the issues that we face, and also knowing how it works in Ottawa, because I worked there for 4 years now. So I decided to run last fall, and since then, well, we do have a new perspective with our new chef, as well as the relationship that we have with the state. So I think it's even more important now. It's more important than ever to have people in Ottawa who knows our reality, who can speak out for us, for the region. And I want to make sure that we get the attention, the support, and the voice that we deserve in Ottawa.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Now, the Compton, Stansted areas, what towns do these encompass?
Oh, yes, yeah, sure. Well, we do have, as Sherbrooke, I think it's half of Sherbrooke, with Lennoxville, Rockforest, Saint-Élie, Deauville, and Bromptonville. We do have, Compton, Stansted is also the Memphremagog area on our side, I would say, of the Memphremagog Lake, the Quaticook region, as well as the Haut-Saint-François plus Stoke. So it's 35 municipalities plus the boroughs of Sherbrooke. It's 5,000 square kilometers that I'm trying. And I'm trying to go to every single municipality, visited every single corner of the area over the election campaign. I'm more than halfway done. It's only 5 weeks, but I keep, whatever happens, I keep visiting the region.
Okay, that's quite a big area. Now, how is the campaign going so far?
It's going well. I think even though it's very stressful, the situation that we live with the states, people are very concerned with what's happening, but people are also, everybody feels like it's a good opportunity. I feel that people, well, Quebecers have never been that Canadian, and that Canadian and Canadian have never been that Quebecer. We are very united. As for me, it's a big opportunity that we have to become more independent. Yeah, more independent from the states, and build our economy, build our communities, and being stronger together. So I think that people understand that it is a very, very important election, and the people want to vote, and people are confident in Mark Carney having his resume, having worked as governor of the Bank of Canada and Bank of England. I think it's very good credentials. He gives confidence, and this is one big point. I also hear a lot about environment. People care about water quality, and this is something that Marie-Claude Bibeau has been working on for quite a long time, including boating regulations, and working very closely with Bleu Massawippi. So this is a very important point for people around here. And supply management. People are worried that we would maybe anyone could make a dent, but it's not the case. Like, we've always said that supply management is non-negotiable. It will not be on the table in whatever discussions we could have with the state. So this is something that people are asking questions about. And I think the last one that I'm hearing a lot about is cellular coverage in areas with dead zone. This is something that we face in rural areas. So this is something I'm committed personally to work on too with municipal and provincial administration. I think that by working together, we can improve this.
Now, how can the government support businesses who are facing a lot of uncertainty because of the American tariffs?
There's a lot to do. First of all, we need to think about having one economy within Canada instead of 13. And we are currently removing the barriers, trade barriers, between provinces. This is not something that the federal government can do. This is something that provinces can do together. But this is where we are now. So for the first time in years, for the first time since we have the free trade between provinces, the provinces are ready to remove those barriers. So we are growing our own economy within Canada. And on the other side, we are also making sure that businesses have the cash flow that they need to go through this. So because we are not sitting, we cannot have new programs, we cannot vote programs, but there are things that we can do in the administrative perspective, such as removing penalties if businesses are late for their tax payments. So this is one way that we are keeping some cash flow in the businesses. So we remove penalties for late payments until June, and then in June we'll be back in Parliament and we can vote other programs. Mm-hmm. We are also investing, giving money to EDC, BDC, as well as Farm Credit Canada, so people can access programs. And we're going to keep deploying solutions to help businesses. And this is one more point where we need to have people from the region sitting at the table where decisions are made. So we take into account our own regional perspective. It's not the same thing to have a business in Montreal than having a business in Compton or in Waterville or in Cookshire. Like, these are different realities, and we need to take that into account.
Okay. Let's talk about supply management. That's a big issue. Yeah. In your writing, what is your position on supply management?
Well, as I said, it's non-negotiable. I've been working with Marie-Claude Bibeau over the last 4 years, and we have worked a lot to try to pass the bill. In fact, there's Le Bloc Québécois had a bill to protect supply management. We worked with them. Supply management was put in place by a Liberal government, and we're going to keep fighting for it. It's actually difficult to pass a law. Unfortunately, we could not make it to the end before we went into an election. So it is something that Le Bloc Québécois is committed to do. They said that they would present another law, and we will vote with them. But the other thing is we will be in negotiations with the state a long time before we can eventually have a bill. So Mark Carney said he will not put the supply management on the table in the negotiations with the state. And this is a very strong commitment. And it's worth, in that situation, it's worth a lot more than a bill, because the bill is not going to be there in time to prevent anything. So Mark Carney, it was his first announcement when he ran to become the leader of the Liberal Party. His very, very first announcement was that he would not put the supply management on the table. And he said so over and over again. And we did an announcement here in the Granby area with François-Philippe Champagne, saying it again. So it's really non-negotiable. And I'd also say that regarding the bill, because there's a lot of people that are talking to me about the bill, but we've seen that the Conservatives are not, half of them actually voted against the bill to protect supply management. So if we are ever in a situation where the Conservatives are in power, even though we have a bill, they can remove that bill very easily. So the strongest thing that we can have to protect supply management is the commitment from the government that is in place. And this is what Liberal governments would be committed to, and this is what the Liberal Party have always been committed to, protect supply management.
Now, the cost of living remains a big concern for many people. What are the Liberals proposing? How are they proposing to help with this?
It's we are in a situation worldwide where it's difficult. The economy is not easy. We were starting to recover, and then we have the Trump administration that are once again bringing uncertainty worldwide for the economy. And we know that this is going to have an impact when people are already struggling. So we need to keep, we like the Liberal government have been there. I know how difficult it is currently. I don't know how people have difficulties with the cost of living. We have already implemented measures over the last few years, and we will keep implementing measures because we know it's still, the next few years are also going to be difficult. So we, the Liberal government is committed to a middle class tax cut by reducing the tax rate on the lowest tax bracket by 1%. And this is 22 million of Canadians that will benefit from this tax cut, which would be an average of $825 a year. So this is it. But there's also, but it's not only about tax cut. We need to help people where they are. So, for example, housing. We know how expensive it is because there's no availability. So we are committed to build more houses. So we already started plans with the Quebec government, and we already see projects coming out of the ground, but we have to do more. So we are committed to build, to double the rate of home building in Canada. And we're going to do it by helping the housing industry with financing, mostly targeting, I'm going to say only prefab, but prefab home builders. We do have businesses here in the region, such as Usinex or Bonneville. So this will help building faster. We're going to use the regional capacity. We're going to use Canadian materials because if you, any businesses that will use Canadian materials such as wood or things like that, it's, we're going to help, we're going to invest even more within their project, and we're going to finance the building. We also want to eliminate it, remove GST on first homes. So this is going to help people buying a home. So this is other ways of helping with cost of living. I'm also thinking about seniors. We know that currently the state of the economy and the uncertainty created by the White House, mostly in the stock market, it's difficult for the savings, and it's even more important for seniors who are currently taking their savings. And this is why this week we announced that we will reduce the minimum withdrawal for the RRIF. So it's going to give seniors more flexibility when they decide to draw from their retirement savings. And we're also for the next year going to increase the income supplement from 5%, so it's going to help the low-income seniors. I think that we should also think about what we did for health, including dental care. Most seniors now are under the coverage for dental care, and this is also a good help. We deployed the program, and we want to cover everybody who has an income of less of $95,000 a year, every family. And the last cohort is the 18 to 64 years, which will be under a Liberal government covered as of this May. We don't know what Pierre Poilievre would do with that. He is committed to keep the program as it is deployed now. So seniors, people living with a handicap, people under 18 as well. But we don't know with Poilievre what would happen to the 18 to 64. So this is also something that we are committed to do, keep expanding dental care.
Okay, excellent. Anything else that we left out that you would like to add?
I think that I would like to remind what my priorities are as a candidate. So first of all, for sure, I want to make sure to keep in mind that the most important thing is the situation with the USA. Helping businesses, they are the core of our communities, our regions. So they need to, we need to help them going through this situation. making sure that the programs are related to their realities. And we also need to think, like, this is very specific to our region here, but the relationship that we have with the United States on the borders, like in thinking of Stansted or any other community that is built almost on the border. We've been hearing about the Haskell Library. We've been hearing also about the fire at La the relationship that we have with our neighbors, we need to keep it in mind. Like, I understand how important it is to make sure that our borders are safe, but we also need to think about the communities that live on the borders. So this is top of mind to me, supply management, but also the other businesses from the ag sector. We need to protect supply management, but we need to make sure that all of our farmers have what they need to make sure that we all have food on our tables. They are like the most important people, I think, because we need to eat and we need to think about our food security. As I said, cell phone connectivity, this is something I want to work on. The cell coverage isn't a luxury. It's a matter of safety and economic development as well. Yeah, so these are my most important priorities for the region.
Okay, well, we thank you very, very much. Marianne Dandurand, she is the Liberal Party candidate for the Compton-Stansted region. Thanks very much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And next up, we have some community event announcements here for you on the Townships at 12. Canadian Independent Bookstore Day is coming up at the end of this month on Saturday, April 26th. Black Cat Books will be celebrating with treats, giveaways, contests, and other promotions, so mark your calendars for that. Also, on Monday, April 28th, in collaboration of Canadian Children's Book Week, Black Cat Books will be hosting a book signing event from 4 to 6 p.m. with Jordan Taylor, best-selling young adult author of Wicked Darlings and The Revenge Game and more. We have the next presentation for the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club coming up, and this is by Mathieu Vinette. He is the president of the Association for the Boisy-Ascott-Lennox Nature in Our Hearts. That comes up on April 30th, Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the Amity-Baudouin Community Center, located at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. Everyone is welcome to attend, and it is free admission. Mental Health Estuary, in partnership with Dunham House, is excited to invite you to an upcoming mental health conference. This event will take place on Thursday, May 8th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Amity-Baudouin Community Center in the borough of Lennoxville. It is free, open to everybody in English, and lunch is included. The conference hopes to bring the English-speaking community together for a day of learning, sharing, and meaningful connection with the goal of enhancing mental well-being. For more information or to register, email projects@mentalhealthestuary.com or phone 819-565-2388, or you can sign up through their Facebook page. Volunteer with Tech Hub. Teach computer skills, help others with their laptops, tablets, or phones. Fridays from 2 to 4 p.m., 50-minute one-on-one sessions. Tutor training on April 23rd. For information, call Serena at Literacy in Action. The email is Serena, that's a capital S-E-R-E-N-A, at lia-estree.org. Setting Healthy Boundaries as a Caregiver. Presented by Mental Health Estuary, Tuesday, April 24th, 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., in person at 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, door number 2. Welcome to all, and it is free. For more information, email projects@mentalhealthestuary.com. Coming up at the ANAF, The Hut in Lennoxville, it's a dance with Sydney Aulis, April 20th and April 27th. 1:30 to 5:30 p.m. At the door, it's $10. Everyone 18 years and over is welcome. The Lennoxville United Church, they have a rummage sale coming up, and that happens on Thursday, May 8th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Friday, May 9th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and on Saturday, May 10th, $7 bag sale from 8:30 a.m. to noon. Now, if you're cleaning out your closets right now, they are accepting donations from Monday to Friday mornings for this event from 9 a.m. until noon, and no furniture, please.
And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour today, Marianne Dandurin, the Liberal candidate for the Stansted-Compton area. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard and a word from one of our sponsors, and we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12 for today. We will close with a song called Time of Your Life, and it's by Bob Moses.